Time for the U.S. Staffing radio program.
Yeah.
Jim is back this week.
They didn't lock the doors, and we showed up anyway.
Ben is always here.
Ben is very consistent.
Well, yeah.
No, he's not, actually.
I'm not.
Very consistent.
I'm not saying that because he's the guy I work for. He's very consistent when he gets here.
That's right. That's
hey,
right.
Greg, did you go to NASCAR this weekend?
No.
Oh, man. I didn't go either.
How did it go?
I have no idea.
I just saw a news clip on it. It was like the closest finish in MIS history.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. They're like 0.077 seconds apart.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how far that is, but it ain't very far.
When you're going picture, 250 miles an hour, it's
from
not.
The picture, it looked like it was a car length distance, maybe.
Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Well, Greg, we're not talking about NASCAR this morning, which you're happy about, I'm sure, because you're not a NASCAR dude. But we're going to start with a few funny stories.
You're killing me, Jim.
I know. Hey, get ready, because we have a question for you.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
And I noticed Ben gave it to me to ask you, so that's okay. these are right of the reason, we would call these the too much information files.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Too much information files story. So the first story is from a lady who works in a virtual classroom and is tied to her computer most of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, one day, while experiencing some severe digestive problems in the classroom, she had no choice but to take her laptop into the bathroom and log into a meeting from a stall.
No.
I think you know where this is going.
I do.
Well, she did not know. What she didn't know is that the video platform they had just changed to, there was an update, and now defaulted to the video on rather than off when logging in, because it's one of those preferences.
Yeah, come on, no.
She didn't know it. And, of course, she didn't realize this until a few minutes went by. A few minutes now.
A few minutes.
Not
that's,
a second.
It's like an eternity
minutes.
In that situation.
When you're in that stall, it's a few minutes is everything. So, anyways, a few minutes went by before coworkers are, you know, were watching her, and, well, you kind of get the picture, no pun intended.
Yeah, no, that's I can't believe a coworker didn't say, hey, Janet.
Why would they?
Turn the video. Everyone sees it already. So
it's like, let her go. Let her go.
Let her go.
Let's just see what happens.
All right. Well, here's another one from the crypts of the bathroom. Mom went to
what
her...
What website were you on when you find these, by the way?
It's down there. Whatever the website
this show is at an all-time low.
That's right.
Today.
That's absolutely right. It gets no worse than this. So she went to the toddler's parent-teacher conference, and when she arrived, the teacher said, I'm glad to see you're feeling better. And when she and her toddler left, she asked her son what he had told his teacher. He said, oh, I just said that you were really sick, you were pooping, and it was stinky, and Dad said, turn on the vent in the bathroom. And when you were using Ella's wipes
you
because
you're
bummed.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Well,
we
you know.
This is a job show?
Hey, we never promised good. We never promised any jobs.
Actually,
this is good entertainment.
No, that's yeah. The content is subject to. Anyway,
my
that,
goodness.
So
well,
those were some TMI files.
Sometimes it's a bit mortifying, to say the least, when oversharing occurs. And today we're going to touch on some oversharing in our discussion. So we're talking about an article from the Harvard Business Review. Boy, that's quite a switch from
there's
TMI
a segue.
To Harvard Business Review.
From that toilet to
no
the Harvard.
Way.
I found a segue in that somehow.
Somehow you made it work, Ben. But anyways, the title of the article is Leaders, Don't Be Afraid to Talk About Your Fears and Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written just last week by three authors over there at Harvard Business Review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so oftentimes leaders believe that they need to remain positive, upbeat, and unafraid at all times. However,
but,
this study...
But don't take your laptop to the bathroom.
You should be afraid
that's,
if you do that.
That's like leadership 101, I think. Yes. However, this study shows that leaders who ignore negative emotions end up feeling worse, and trying to show zero emotion is just impossible to sustain. You can't do that on a long
so,
term.
So, you know, we're emotional people, and trying to suppress these emotions can create anxiety. So, Ray, here's the question for you.
Yeah.
All right. And you can totally pass on this if you want to. But
pass.
Okay. I haven't even asked yet.
He said, I heard the
I'm
intro.
I'm going to ask and move on. So what do you think are a couple things that leaders can do to embrace their inner sharer? Okay, he's stumped.
He's passed.
Well, this article gives us... He just rolled his eyes at us, I'm sure.
That's right.
This article gives us...
I don't know what inner sharer is.
I know.
Is.
I get. Yeah, it's a... Yeah, I'm not even sure it's a word, but we may...
We make up words on this show.
We make up words all the time. So this article gives us some tips on how to do that. How to share your inner sharer, I guess.
That's right.
So the first tip is to give up is to this idea of self-reflecting. You know, we cannot share emotions with others until we first... You know, we have to recognize them in ourselves first.
Yeah, for sure. So a couple ways that we can help ourselves become more self-reflective is set aside time to write or talk about your emotions and make this a scheduled routine. The next tip they give is start small. Building a more open and honest relationship with your coworkers does not happen overnight. And in fact, if you share too much too soon,
oh boy.
Like the poor lady in the Zoom call, it can backfire pretty quick, as she found out.
So maybe start by sharing a minor frustration, you know, with people. Don't give it all up. But the next step here is to plan your disclosures in advance. Like plan how you're going to share some of these inner feelings you have.
Put some thought behind it.
Put some boy. Yeah. Anyways, it's not a great idea to share every dark thought that races through your head. I would say never share any of those dark thoughts.
No.
Even upon reflection, don't do it.
But some people do that.
I know they do. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Aimlessly venting can lead to emotional contagion, like it catches on, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, excessive venting of your negative emotions, it ends up rubbing off on the people you work with around you, who work for you, and even the people you work for.
Yeah, for sure. There's nothing worse than working in a toxic work environment. The next tip they give us is create a dedicated time and space for sharing. Again, put some thought behind this. Just like oversharing can backfire.
The bathroom stall is not that place.
Sharing emotions at the wrong time or place can also be counterproductive. Yeah. You don't want to start sharing your deep inner feelings like in the middle of a company-wide Zoom call or something like
that. I'm sure there's something on YouTube that's gone viral because of this. I'm sure it's happened.
No, I'm sure people thought they hit the mute button and didn't.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That'd make the rest of the Zoom call pretty awkward. You know?
That's right.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The final tip given in this article is to make sure that you are sharing the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one way to prevent a toxic workplace from coming together and, you know, making sure that we are sharing the wins in our life as well as the tough times, the losses.
Yeah, so Greg, maybe some of your listeners are working in one of those toxic environments.
No, I'm sure they are.
Ben Jones, that is just the greatest transition. That is wonderful.
I tell you, I'm full of them today. If that's you, call us. We work with great companies that have excellent cultures. Or maybe you're a business leader with a few holes in your team. Call us. Let U.S. Staffing fill those labor gaps for you. Jim, how can people contact us?
Yeah, absolutely. So if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency, and they can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. Our number is 787-6150.